to Europe now and the debt crisis issue. Yesterday, he joined us from a market in Leipzig, formerly in East Germany. Today, he joins us from Berlin. Stephen Evans, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Good morning.
Good day to you.
So I gather those people at the market in Leipzig might have been disappointed by the failure of Sarkozy and Angela Merkel, who met yesterday in a so-called emergency session, to emerge with anything tangible.
If they own stock, they will be disappointed because the European markets, apart from the French market, are down again today. So the markets certainly have not been reassured. They've not come away saying, well, the two of them had their talk, they've come up with a plan, and it looks like we're coming out of the wood. The markets have not been impressed. Nothing seems to have changed, really. On top of that, people are now looking more closely at their plan. And the plan, of course, is to have much more unity across the Eurozone, to have much more sort of centralized control. They don't like the word government, but they do like the word governance, this idea of much more central control on those difficult economies around the Mediterranean, and basically saying, we will find ways of making you put your house in order if you want our taxpayers' money in return.
Stephen Evans joins us, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. It appears there's a big philosophical tension here, that investors seem to prefer a kind of political and economic unity in the Eurozone where Merkel and Sarkozy aren't going to go, and are sick and tired of this kind of portfolio approach where there's these kind of vastly different clients in the Eurozone portfolio, Greek on the one side and Germany on the other side. Can political leaders ever go there?
Well, they could. Mrs. Merkel doesn't want to go. I mean, you use the word unity. Mrs. Merkel doesn't want to go down that route, because if you had euro bonds, in other words, if you and I want to buy a bond, if we want to lend to a eurozone government, we lend to the whole eurozone rather than to Greece or Ireland or Portugal. Mrs. Merkel doesn't want to go there, because that means that when and if Greece or Ireland or Portugal fail again, it's German taxpayers who would be liable, because the bond would be in euros. And if the bond is in euros, well, then it's German taxpayers that would pick up the tab. That's why she doesn't want to go there. So you're right. They're having this kind of step-by-step approach, coming up with a little bit more each time, but it never quite satisfies the markets, because what the markets basically want, I suspect, well, they want certainty. But what they also want, or they want less uncertainty, but what they also want is a cast iron guarantee that Germany will pick up the tab if Greece or whoever starts to fail, even Italy. And they ain't going to get that from Mrs. Merkel, because that's politically difficult with those people in that market in Leipzig.
Finally, Stephen Evans, don't taxpayers in Germany end up paying as well if the value of the euro declines because of a failure to reach an agreement?
Taxpayers in Germany, I suspect, don't think in that kind of, you know, sort of sophisticated terms. But there is an argument as well that the euro has been undervalued because of Greece and Portugal and all those countries we mentioned. And that's actually benefited German exporters. So
like
the argument would be, exactly, the German exporters have done pretty well from a weak euro. They are the world's leading exporters. I'm trying to think if China is technically bigger. But either way, Germany and China are streets ahead of the rest of the world in terms of exporting. And that's partly down to the weak euro.
Keeping the status quo. Stephen Evans, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, on the Eurozone crisis, which continues. Thanks.